Recording now, Zach.
All right, welcome to the pre-construction meeting for project 25579. Is that right?
596.
I've been using the wrong number all morning, if that's right.
It's 596. I'm wrong.
Okay. Scared me, Rosie.
I'm wrong. Sorry.
Let's go ahead and fix that. We are chip sealing Ross 138 from the 0.26 to the 10.87. Runway Incorporated is the contractor. My name's Zach Schroff. I'll be the area engineer. Mr. Borson will be your project engineer. Mr. Stewart will be your inspector. Mr. Beery was our designer. Who's the project manager for you guys?
That'll be me.
Trent Berry. Is that how you pronounce it?
Yes.
Can I get your number?
937-798-1731.
Okay, your superintendent?
Nick O'Brien. O-B-R-Y-A-N-D.
O-B.
R-Y-A-N-T.
Okay, get your number.
937-661-0904.
And your work zone emergency contact?
You can put Kathy Hoop with a K.
Her number?
Yeah, 937-205-5298.
Where are you getting your asphalt from?
G&J Paving.
And they're not state approved.
Yeah, I thought they were.
They were last year.
They're not this year.
They're not recertifying their plant this year.
Okay. I'll touch base with Cited Valley Paving because I think that's what they put on the CML.
Okay.
Because there are sub for that. But I'll touch base with them.
So Cited Valley's doing your paving then?
Yes.
Yeah. We don't have a problem inspecting that plant. But they told us last year they didn't want to recertify.
Really? I'll double check. I think I saw that on there. The CML that they...
But if that's changed, just they need to get with the test lab.
Okay.
And get them scheduled.
Yeah, because we want to use them too.
Well, it's up to them. It's not up to us. Don't have any local agencies. Contract amount is $639,000. Contract was signed in January. The workers' comp expires in July. Are you going to be done by July? I don't know when you're scheduled to completion.
We'll probably go right into July, but we can always get you an updated copy of our workers' comp.
Yeah, get that to Roseanne.
Okay.
And then, what is your estimated begin date? Was it June 8th or something like that? I did look at the schedules.
Yeah, for the partial depth pavement repair, would start June 8th.
Be your normal hours of work?
We'll go with a structure of 4:10s. So be Monday through Thursday.
What time you start?
Be about 7. We'll probably start at 7 every day.
So 7 to 5?
Yeah.
Monday to Thursday. Progress meetings. We've been doing them monthly on all projects. So it might be as simple as a phone call,
okay,
or we might meet you on site, so I'll get something scheduled and sent to you.
We done in a month.
Should be.
Okay, it says you're not pre-qualified to do the pavement markings. You got a sub for that work?
Yes, the RPMs will be done by Eaton Construction.
What about the pavement markings?
Let me double check and make sure that's correct.
Did you send any of that stuff in?
Yes. So the I sent the all of our SBE subcontractors, all of that information on the website. We had another pre-con Friday because some of this is still relatively new to me. But I did send that information on Friday last week.
We can see their subs on the portal.
This one might actually be A&A that's doing the RPMs.
I couldn't see them. I didn't have see them. Maybe they're in there now. But
you got Sauk Valley Paving in there. That's the only sub showing up right now.
Okay. But let me double check it, but I'm pretty sure it's... Yeah, RPMs are, it will be A&A safety.
So they're doing their striping also?
Yes.
Well, make sure you get those in the system. Miss Sabrina.
I just want to remind you that the certified payrolls are due within 3 weeks of the start date, and any late payrolls will result in held estimates. And that includes any payrolls from your subcontractors. And when I looked, there's no one set up in AWP, the Astroware, to do subcontract payments or payrolls. So who's that person going to be?
That will also be Kathy. Yeah.
Okay. She will need to go and get a my ODOT account. Do you have Kathy's email address?
Yes.
Roseanne, if you can write that down for me.
It's Runway Inc. 751@gmail.com.
And then there's a form that the president of the company has to fill out. We call it a CAD. It's 10, 11, 12, but it's all one form now. That sets up who can sign for change orders for estimate payments and for certified payrolls. So is Kathy an officer of the company?
It's just Nick and I.
Okay. Yep. So one of you will have to authorize her to do those things, if that's who, or to do the certified payrolls at least.
Okay.
I can send that form. I don't know, did you send that one out?
I sent them, that's what I was going to say. I need a copy of it too, because I'll need to know who to put on the job for change order approval and estimate approval.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, without that proper documentation, you can't process.
Sure.
So she will need to get a MyODOT account, and I can give her all of that information. I'll email it to her.
Okay.
But just so you know, the federal posters and the wage rates, I will send her as well. Okay. And that bulletin board has to be up the very first day of work. Right. They're not allowed to start work without it. So, and then I'll need Scott to send me a photo of it so that we can make sure everything's correct. And as Zach mentioned, C92s for your subs. Those are also entered in
AWP.
Astroware. Yeah.
Okay.
So I did see Scioto Valley Paving is in there. They are for gold. So if you're not going to have any pavement repairs, but they're outside of the project, we need to make sure that, let me know if that gets approved or not, because that's how they're meeting their SBE goal for the project. So A&A safety, you'll need to get them in the system with their line items, what work types they're going to do. Because Scioto Valley Paving has $38,000 worth of work.
We'll look at it tomorrow. And
yeah.
Figure out what we're doing.
Make sure if there's nothing or whatever, then he may have to revise his plan. So
I'll give it all to them if they move up the street.
Yeah, okay. All right, Chris. And then prompt payment. So the prime contractor has to pay their subs within 10 days of receiving payment from ODOT. So there's sanctions and so forth if that isn't done, and it has to be recorded through Cygnet. So Cygnet is the system that automatically puts those payments in AWP. And I'll send that to Kathy as well, hopefully.
Okay.
She won't have any issues once she gets in my ODOT account. Who is your EEO officer?
That will also be Kathy.
Okay, and so she's gonna do payrolls, EEO, and the subcontractor payments probably?
Yes.
In the system? Okay, I will, do you want copied on any of these emails?
Yes, please.
Yeah. Okay, is your email?
It's Trent Airy. It's on the
sign-in sheet.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good enough. I'll just get copies of that when you're done.
I
will, that way the posters and, you know, make sure they're waterproof. They can't be just papers. They have to be waterproofed or, I don't know if you have a laminating machine
or something.
Yeah, those are acceptable. And make sure that they're visible. And the wage rates, too. Now, I'm going to send you, like, 60 pages.
Okay.
But the only ones that have to be pulled out of those wage rates are the ones that I have highlighted that are specific to the job.
Okay.
Because you don't have plumbers or pipe fitters,
sure,
and that kind of thing out there, so you don't need to post all of those. Just, you know, there might be 10 pages total. So
okay.
I'll send that to you. And if you have any questions, I gave you my card. Give me a call. I'll try to walk you through any process or, you know, that I can.
Appreciate that.
So that's all I have, Zach. Thank you.
Is A&A safety also going to put up your work zone marking signs with
they
if
are
not passed, blah,
yep,
blah.
Yep. And then we'll, once we get ready to do work, we'll uncover all of those.
Who's doing your traffic control? You guys?
Yes.
All right. All proposed works within existing right-of-way. We're not anticipating any utility issues. There shouldn't be any environmental concerns with this one. If we have a claim on the job, who's the point of contact for that?
You can put me.
And you know they're going to be gone.
I got some tar sprayed on my car. Who do I get hold of? Get this cleaned off.
Got your email on here?
Yeah. I got paint.
Somebody was telling me A&A Safety puts cameras on all their vehicles because they had so many claims. I don't know if that's true or not, but.
Well, the thing about it is, after you paint a road, even if you're in the other lane and the truck's already gone, if you get close to that paint, it gets on your tires and stuff. But it comes right off. I mean, it's not like something you have to get a new paint job or keep just painting before they try to put a little big ship on there.
All right, all MOT must adhere to the federal UTCD with Ohio supplement and with the plans. Are you going to use any temporary signals? Just flagging operations.
Yes.
We do require cones throughout the zone for flagging operations. Other than hard hats and safety vests, do you require any additional safety apparel or PPE? Section 14.03 says all vehicles must have 30 strobe lights, LED warning lights, or rotating beacons. UTCD 6D.03.04, I'm not going to read it, but essentially anyone on site, including your subs, must have a reflective shirt or vest. You guys using haul hub or e-ticketing? That proposal night wasn't on, so was it?
Yeah.
Your CML does need to be updated whenever.
That's your wife?
No, that's not my wife.
CML needs updated if a material changes or is added, and updated copies need placed on SharePoint. And did you have any material questions at this time?
I don't think so.
Nope. Okay. Where are you getting your aggregates from?
Melvinstone and Wilmington.
In Wilmington?
Yes.
You guys have done chip seal before?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You don't have any at Plano?
Pardon me?
Plano?
The ODOT certified, not that I'm aware of.
Because that's Melvin also. There's Plano Roads right there by your job.
Yeah. I can double check, but when I called Ryan, the sales rep there, I told him I need ODOT certified eights. The locations he gave me were Latham Limestone and then the one there in Wilmington. But I'll double check with him.
Who gave you that?
Ryan Garrison's a sales rep there.
He's eights or nines? Hmm? Don't they use nines?
Eight.
Nines is a fish hooker.
Yeah, they only have nines at Plano. They don't have washed eights here.
Well, we'll have to get the gradation submitted showing their PWL.
Okay.
Because that's a long haul.
I can give you his number as well. Let's
see. That's okay on one end, but the other end, that's a long haul.
I think it was about.
And the other end, you're like 2 miles from Plano.
Yeah, on the Austin Mill end.
Yeah.
So our ag coordinator is Vinny Powell.
Vinny Powell.
His number is 740-688-9185. So yeah, he can answer all your aggregate questions for you.
Got it.
Okay, we did get your schedule. Chris, did you see it? You want to? Not much to it.
Yeah,
I your subs, you still need to get submitted.
Yeah, that was my fault because I, with AWP, I had put the ones that were meeting our SBE goals.
Yeah.
So that's the ones I thought that needed to go in there. So that I can do that today. It won't be a problem.
Are you using any non-state haul routes?
No.
Beneficial reuse form. I'll ask it. Are we going to need any borrow or waste areas for this job?
I don't believe so, no.
Beneficial reuse form. If you guys want to give away the millings or something like that so you don't have to truck them, we just got to get that form filled out, so get with Chris. You're familiar with that, right?
Just sell them on site.
Well, you still got to fill out the form.
Will somebody be able to email me that form?
Chris will get it.
Okay.
MOT device manufacturer certification letters. We'll need those submitted before they're on the project.
What's that pertaining to?
It's basically a boilerplate letter from the device manufacturer that says it meets these requirements. CAD-10s, you still need some.
And if you can't find them, I send them in the first email when I set up the pre-con about pre-con documents needed. I'll resend them to you.
Okay, thank you.
Just let me know.
Okay, estimates will be every 15 days while work is active. The price for the bond will be released on the first estimate. Any submittals, timing signature requests, weather days, or RFIs, please send those to both Chris and myself. Contract documents can be found online. There's links here in the agenda. This agenda will be shared with all of you at the conclusion of our meeting. The one addendum, it looks like you adjusted quantities on temporary striping. Does that sound right, Eric?
Yeah.
But you guys got a conform set of plans that should be reflected in there. A few things we like to point out. 10505 says provide constant attention necessary to progress the work according to the contract documents. 10802G, dispute resolution and claims. Are you guys familiar with that? Is there anything you'd like to review at this time?
So with the fuel increase, do we have any latitude there to help offset some major additional costs that we have incurred?
Does this have the fuel price adjustment on it?
I was sifting through it. I don't know that I saw anything, but I didn't know if there was anything in the ODOT manual that...
We'll look at it.
Okay. Yeah, because when last year we bid this, I think it was at like $3.50, and we're hovering around $6 a gallon now, so it'll be...
It does not have the fuel adjustment.
Does not.
And you're going to drive from the Sabana plant to Wilmington plant. That's a lot of fuel. You get Plano Road, you're a lot better off.
So would they, if they don't have the stone there, are they able to bring it there and us truck it from there? Does it need to come straight from the quarry?
I won't save anything, I don't think. You can get from Towpath if that was the case.
I wouldn't care if you stockpile it somewhere.
I'll make some phone calls and see what kind of options are there that are still compliant with everything.
Yeah. The Plano Road is just like a couple of miles from your job, so that's really where you want it from.
If they have.
If you can get the gradation right.
All right. We do have contract limits of $31,000. Something to be aware of. Got 832 compensation, plain value contract, flexible start window, and VABA. Pull the plans real quick here. Chip seal, fog seal, pretty simple. Got a 90-day window, so once you impact traffic, you got 90 days to be done. We're gonna be looking at that this incentive. Then we do go out to repairs. So Chris and I, if you're available tomorrow, we can go look at those tomorrow. We try to get an idea of what we need to do.
Sounds good.
We do have the holiday note, so all lanes need to be open for any holidays that are on this list. I'm assuming you're gonna have 4th of July and you're not gonna start till after Memorial Day. So 4th will be the only one.
Quiet.
Eric, we got this lane value contract. It says Adams 125. I assume that's...
Yeah, it's obviously a typo.
Yeah, it needs removed. So we got our repairs, chip seal, fog seal, RPMs. 642 striping, MIT item, incidentals. Eric, are we removing the lines on this one?
Yes.
I don't see a line item for it.
Well, we just paint over them because they're...
Wait a second.
Earlier.
This is...
It's not the... This is already previously
chipped. Right. Chip and this one is not getting removed because it was previously chip sealed. It has paint markings, not thermo, so they don't need to be removed.
That question was asked a month or two ago.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, so we'll test that out. Should just be your widths. They're all listed. It's all 24, 25. One section, there's 32. Pavement markings, and that's it. Short and sweet. Do you guys have any plain questions?
Nope, I don't think so.
One question that comes up a lot with chip seals, the test strip. It's fine with me if you guys do your test strip on the main line. So,
okay.
We'll just consider your first day of production, your test strip, and make sure we got everything dialed in.
Yep, that'll work. So we'll be able to do the 1,000 feet and then continue on that day?
Yeah.
Okay. I've been on jobs where some do it different than others.
And I assume this does have a warranty. Are you guys aware of that?
Yes.
Yeah, in the plans. So, which we have seen some chip seal warranty issues. I will ask about your fuel price question, but if it's not in the contract, you're probably out of luck.
Okay. At least had to ask.
I was looking at the proposal note. I don't think it applies to chip seals.
Okay.
We can review that.
All right. If we have a dispute on the project, I would represent ODOT. Who would I deal with?
Me.
Resolved, it goes to the DCE. Who would he deal with?
Me.
He's the boss, man.
You and the company?
Yes.
Good for you.
Very good. The boss.
Alright. If you guys can't resolve, it goes to the DD. I assume it would be you again.
Yeah, we'll have to get there, though.
Alright. We got any other questions, concerns, or comments?
I think we're good.
Good. All right. Like I said, we'll drive it tomorrow, let you know what we're thinking on the repairs, and then reach out to Vinny for your aggregate stuff.
Okay.
We should be good to go.
That's good.
Meeting adjourned. Thank you, everybody.
Yep. Appreciate your time. Thank you.